Good day, good day, good day, everyone. Blessings to you. Hope you're having a wonderful day today so far. And if you are feeling any energy in your body that is coming up, that is uncomfortable, or you're feeling any stress, or you're feeling any fear, please, I'd like us to take some deep breaths right now to work with that energy right now, okay? Please, if you would, take a seat somewhere. Place your hands over your heart. Uncross your legs, plant your feet on the floor, on the ground. We're going to start on three. One, two, three. I would like you to take your first deep cleansing breath, moving it in through your nose, out through your mouth. I'm going to do five of these breaths. And please, on each breath, as we go through the breaths, I'd like you to increase the capacity sound of the out breath, okay? So our first breath, one, two, and three. One, two, and three. One, two, and three. One, two, and three. And one, two, and three. Really let it go. Good. Thank you so much. Moving into a normal, deeper, rhythmic breath right now. Just seeing if you can get in touch with your breath. Thank you so much. Good. So now just getting in touch with this energy inside you that was stirred up this morning or today, whenever you're listening to this audio. See if you can just kind of get in touch with what that was really about for you. Sometimes the best way to do that is by really accessing a gateway through the body. And one of those access points could be your throat. So you can just check in with your throat right now. If you feel any tight or tense energy in your throat or your chest, what's happening there? And now your stomach, what's happening there? Where might you find some tight or tense energy? If you find somewhere else in the body, like the neck or the shoulders, you know, that's good too. Just noticing the area of the body that might feel tight or tense right now. There's no right or wrong answer or no right or wrong way to feel or be here. If you have no tight or tense energy, then just let this discussion and this process we're going to go through as far as this prayer we're going to do today just move you and help you come to a greater state of groundedness and a greater state of energized and feeling and vitality in your body because of this time. Okay. Excellent. So what is this energy saying to you right now? If it could speak to you, this energy that was stuck, a little blockage there, what is it saying out loud? Good. I want you to take a moment and feel into that energy and let that energy know that you see it. I see you. I feel you. And I hear you. I'm right here with you. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here with you, right here with you. Meaning, through the entirety of this audio, I'd like for you just to be with that energy. You know, just hold it, kind of letting it know that you're bringing it into this discussion, you're bringing it into this prayer today. Okay? Thank you so much. Excellent. What I'd like to discuss today for a little bit here, which is something very important and just so impactful once we get a good handle on it, is our relationship with fear and kind of examining how it affects our life. I don't think this topic could be discussed more than it already is, because it could be discussed more and more is what I'm trying to say, like just more and more, because it's so important to understand it and get a handle on it. You know, fear is very debilitating. You know, some people who are living in chronic fear have all kinds of illnesses. They turn it into diseases, sometimes cancer. That's what fear can do. What it really does, as we fear things, it also can work to lower our immune system. So that's why it can lead to these more serious illnesses, disorders, diseases. And then for someone who just kind of has a level of fear they work with every day, you know, not so debilitating, well, that can lead to stress, right? That can lead to feeling anxiety, anxiousness, and just an overall sense of beingness that's just not very settling. And I know this from my life and firsthand. I used to have so much more fear than I do now. I lived in fear. I felt like I was afraid of walking down the hallway. It was dark. I needed to turn on the lights. I'd lock the doors behind me as soon as I came inside. Probably didn't help very much that my my family decided to have me watch these rated R scary movies when I was a child. At a young age, my goodness. I don't know how many of you had the experience of having a family member say, oh, no big deal. Just go ahead and watch that movie. Everything that we put in our mind, it becomes a part of us. So that's what is also super important to talk about. What are you putting in your mind? What information are you receiving? What are you choosing to bring inside? You know, that's also really important. What media are you watching? What papers are you reading? What are you bringing into your life? You know, as far as the energies, as far as what you're, basically your little human computer inside you is storing. And that's up to you. That's a choice. You know, someone will say, oh, I read the paper every morning, and they're super proud of that. I'm like, wow, how's that going for you? I've seen the difference in someone reading the paper in the morning, just recently with a friend, in fact. They were really light when I saw them. And then they had a 30-minute window before I saw them again. And there was a paper reading experience. And this woman, she completely changed. She just went from light almost to dark. I mean, only if she could see what I saw. Wow, her demeanor, her energy. And I said to her, what did you read? And she said, oh, you know, there was this stuff going on in the world. There was this violence that was happening over in Egypt. And I just felt so sad. And I said, wow, was that beneficial for you to bring in that? What is that bringing up for you now? She's like, I'm just afraid for these people. And I said to her, don't you think you have enough fear that you're already working with from your own past timeline than to bring in more fear from around the world? I mean, I understand what it's like to be informed. We want to be informed to some degree. And what we can really do, the greatest gift that we can really give to ourselves and this planet right now, is to not bring in more fear into our consciousness and to work with the fear that we already have. Don't we have enough fear on the planet already that we don't need to take on that fear as well as our own? I mean, take a moment, take a breath right here. Really feel into what I just said. This is really important. I got this many years ago. I stopped reading those articles in the paper. I stopped watching those movies. I stopped wanting to bring in more fear inside me so that I'd have to work with that fear too. I already had enough to work with. So what are some of the fears that you have currently that just come from your past? Maybe it's the fear of not being good enough, the fear of not being worthy, the fear of dying, the fear of abandonment, fear people aren't going to like you. Are these fears that you might have right now? And if they are, those are enough to work with. And these fears, if they're not addressed and they're not confronted and they're not loved upon and seen and understood, and just like we were doing in the beginning of this audio today, then it's likely that we might end up believing in what we're fearing and then create it. We will create people in our life that seem to not care for us or like us the way we want to be cared for or liked. We'll manifest the experience of having maybe more people in our life that are don't view us as worthy, don't view us as enough. This is what we bring in when we begin to believe in the fear. The fear manifests itself. This is the truth. This is the truth. So what is it? What is it that you want to bring more into your existence? Do you want to bring in more light or more darkness? Because fear basically brings in darkness. That's the bottom line. So is it easy to stop fearing? No. Is it possible to stop fearing? Yes. And how do we do that? again, starting to get real with what your fear is, number one. What are they? List them. Put them down on a piece of paper. And then starting to just say, wow, what's the truth here after this fear? Like literally stating the truth. Like let's say, you know, your fear is saying, you know, you're never going to be worthy. You're always going to have to try to earn people's love. The truth is, wow, is that true? I'm never going to be worthy? Who's saying that? Your soul or your ego? The ego's saying that. The ego's going to say all kinds of stuff to you to stop you from growing and evolving and expanding. That's what it's always trying to do. So who are you going to believe? The ego or your soul? What's your soul say to that comment? You were born worthy. Nothing you've ever done has changed that. You are a divine expression of God. You have everything you need, everything you desire already within you. You don't need to earn people's love. The love that you seek is inside. It's inside you. How powerful is that? So see what I'm saying? You confront the fear by saying, this is the fear that I have, and this is the truth. My truth is, and tap into your soul. And just rewire it. You might have to state that as a mantra around certain fears, you know, a few times a day. Write it down. Write down the truth. State the truth. I promise you, this is going to do a rewire, and it's more simple than you think. But we do need to get brave. We do need to be real with what our fears are. Okay? Thank you so much. So I'm going to move us into a prayer to help us work with fear. And I'm going to help you become more empowered through this prayer around your relationship with fear and your courage to address it and to confront it. Okay? So I'd like you to sit down in your chair again if you're not already seated. Place your hands over your heart. Begin to take some deep breaths. A couple more. Once more. Good. Moving into prayer. Please repeat these words until I tell you differently. Okay? Repeat all these words. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mother, Father, God, Goddess. Thank you for this beautiful, divine, blessed day. I am so grateful because I am alive. I am here. And I know that with this breath that I have today, I get to choose to be here, to be alive. My breath is a gift. And I know sometimes I forget this. And I ask you, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, help me remember this more today than ever before. Take a deep breath, letting it go. And now please just listen. You don't need to repeat these words. Mother, Father, God, Goddess, I know one of the reasons why I sometimes forget the gift of life, the gift of me being here. Because I have had so much fear. Fearing this way of being that I have stepped into. Like I have learned to fear life to motivate myself. Fearing if I'm good enough, fearing if I'm worthy, fearing if people are going to like me, fearing if I can be loved fully in this life, fear if I'll find love fully in this life that's genuine. I see that these fears have been really holding me back from me stepping into the truth of who I am. And I also see that these fears are an illusion created by the ego, not by my soul. I get to choose today to do things differently around fear. To feel it, to see it, to embrace it, and to transform it. I no longer get to be overpowered by my fear, because here's the thing. I realize that the fears haven't been overpowering me. I've been giving power to the fears so that the power appears to be stronger on their end, and that's just, it's just not working for me anymore. I take my power back today. I deserve that. I see through the veil of illusion around every fear in my life, and I state the truth of who I am and what's the truth around that fear. The truth is I am worthy. The truth is I am good enough. The truth is I am a divine expression of God, and everything I seek and everything I desire, it is within me, and it has never been anywhere else but there. I have forgotten it sometimes. I know with me accessing these energies, ready to access these energies, I tap into a divine well of spirit, of God, the universe. I am limitless in this spot in my body, in this beautiful sacred spot, this space behind my heart, this divine space behind my heart where the truth resides, where my soul resides. Sacred spot where I can access all of me. Not just some parts of me, but all of me, the real me that does not have fear, that sees life as a gift. Thank you so much, Mother, Father, God. I ask you for your help, your assistance as I move through and heal all fear in my life over the course of time. I ask you for courage, support, assistance. I am so grateful. Thank you so much. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Taking a deep breath, letting it go. Good. Excellent. Thank you so much for joining me today. Truly, just always a gift to be here with you. Have a beautiful rest of your day, okay? Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.